Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner delivered her final State of the City address in Syracuse last night. Miner, a Democrat, cannot run for re-election because of term limits. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, her final speech before staff and the community was part reflection, part looking forward, with an exclamation point on an issue she's championed over much of her term.
The program began with 10 new Americans, immigrant children who live in Syracuse, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. So it was only fitting that Miner would, in her speech, pledge that Syracuse is a sanctuary city.
I promise you that so long as I am mayor, the resources of the city, including the Syracuse Police Department, will not be used to help enforce federal anti-immigrant policies.
Miner called the declaration a moral imperative at a time she hears refugees tell her they're fearful about the future.
In a society like we have and in a democracy, I think it's incumbent on leaders to stand up and say, this is what we value, this is who we are, and that's what I did tonight.
This puts Syracuse on a list of sanctuary cities nationwide that have policies in place to protect undocumented immigrants from being deported, moves that could put these cities at odds with the incoming Trump administration. In a 50-minute speech, Miner also outlined new programs meant to stop crime, improve police-community relations, and make it possible for the renovation of the long-empty Central Tech High School in downtown Syracuse. She says the decisions she's made over the last 7 years have left the city in good shape for her successor.
I will be leaving the city stronger than when I found it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.